Mandy, landlord says that there will be no water for 5 days in Gauteng. So, but they are not saying which areas. They are not telling us which areas will be affected. Do you guys have any idea? Ian from Aldo's.
Well, Ian from Aldo's will tell you exactly which areas are going to be affected by that big water outage, an 87-hour water outage. Eddie Singo, executive manager for the Zakerbos Water Treatment Plant, joining us now. Eddie, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. We are gearing up for this 87-hour wateage in Joburg, Ekurhuleni and Tshwane. So tell us which areas are going to be affected and what we need to know.
Good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to the listeners of 702. Perhaps briefly, let me start here, which is very important, Mandy. There is a WhatsApp that is making rounds that the entire Gauteng will be without water for from the 19th to the 23rd. That is not true. Okay. So the work that we are doing, it is on the Palmit system. So we've got 9 systems in Rainwater. We are only working on one system, Palmit system. That system on its own supplies 1,850 million liters per day. We are reducing that to 1,670 million liters per day. So we are only removing 9.7% of the system.
Okay.
But only 3.7% of the entire Rainwater. So that can't be true, that right. Everything's going to be off.
Eddie, I think the best way to do this, sorry to interrupt you, is where can people go to check which suburbs? Because the list is long.
Right. The Rainwater Twitter, Facebook, and the website lists all the suburbs. I can only tell you that at least the city of Johannesburg, city of Tshwane, city of Ekurhuleni may, and I'm underlining the word may be affected, but we are refilling our reservoirs, both Rainwater and the municipalities, to ensure that we do not have the impact.
Eddie, thank you very much. Eddie Singo, Executive Manager for Zakerbos Water Treatment Plant. So go have a look. I will retweet those and share them as well if you want to know exactly which suburb. And as he says there, it's not the whole of Gauteng that's going to be affected, only specific areas.